This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Peter Schiff of Europac.com is our guest. Looking at all the cryptocurrencies, what happened, who's really behind it. Clearly, big companies were involved. It was a pump. It was a dump. And, yeah, they really – I got offered a lot of money over the years, $100,000, you know, a month advertising, a million in advertising, all these different big top groups calling me. And I could tell – I even told my wife this last year. I said, I'm getting offered – by five or six companies a day now, millions of dollars a month to advertise this. I go, I think they're just trying to like set me up when it goes down that my name's on it. So I'm glad I didn't. But you've been an early critic of all this. What's the post mortem on the cryptocurrency so far, and will they go to zero?
Well, you know, I think initially when it first got started, there was a lot of well-intentioned people in there that, you know, didn't like the central banks and fiat currencies and were looking for an alternative. And, you know, I just don't believe that these cryptocurrencies ultimately can be money. They just don't have the qualities that you need to be money. But what happened as a bubble started in these things and the prices went up, that's when all that money came in to try to profit from. And that's when you had all the pump and dumpers and all the scams and the hysteria. You know, I had clients, I had to talk clients calling me up when Bitcoin was $15,000, wanting to put their entire IRA because they thought it's going to a million. You know, I had to talk a lot of people out of that. I mean, nobody was calling me up when Bitcoin was $10 or $100, but when it was $10,000, $15,000, I mean, people kept calling, and there was a lot of hysteria, but it was all a bunch of nonsense. And yeah, all these currencies, there's 2,000 or so different cryptocurrencies. None of them have any real value, but as long as people think they're going up because they think there's a greater fool, in fact, they don't even know it's a greater fool because they just think that this is, you know, this revolution. And I talk to these guys, there's a lot of them here in Puerto Rico where I live that have come down here. And some of these guys are still passionate about it, and I hear them talk about it, and they don't even realize they're saying a bunch of nonsense. Nothing makes sense, but they think, I'm just some old fool who doesn't get it. You know, they're so trapped in their own bubble, they can't see it. And it's ironic because nobody can see their own bubble. The people who are in Bitcoin, oh, they can see the bubble in the dollar or the stock market or the real estate market, but they don't see the bubble in Bitcoin, just like a lot of people on Wall Street. Jamie Dimon, you know, he can say, oh, there's a bubble in Bitcoin, but he doesn't see there's a bubble in the stock market or the U.S. economy.
Sure, so let me ask you this.
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Yeah.
Reuters and others reported, you know, back last year, $950 billion Bitcoin, just Bitcoin, is bigger than Goldman Sachs. Obviously, there were people extracting everybody else's wealth in the Ponzi scheme. What's the inside baseball on who made all that money? I know I wouldn't take it because, I mean, I'm not a criminal. I might as well just rob banks if I'm going to act like that. You didn't either, which makes me respect you. What in the hell? Who needs to get in trouble here?
Well, remember, a lot of the money is still just on paper, right? Because it doesn't really exist. It's just a price. You know, it's not real until you cash out. The people who made money were the people who cashed out, who got in early and cashed out. But the problem
is that what brought it down is that people cashed out?
Well, they started to. They haven't even finished. Look, it's still at, you know, 3,600, 3,800, wherever it is. It's got a ways to go down. This is still a high price. But then you had all these companies that got started, all this malinvestment. People are anticipating institutional demand and all this stuff happening. This is all malinvestment. It's all going to be liquidated. But again, this is a microcosm of the broader economy. This is just one of the bubbles that has been created by central bankers. And, you know, but you have to have a real safe haven. You know, I think a lot of people who got distracted, they should have been buying gold and they got caught up in cryptocurrencies. They should come back to gold while they can and get into some real safe haven investments. That's what I'm trying to do with my clients at Europe Pacific Capital through my asset management company that I run here in Puerto Rico, is really prepare people for the collapse, not only of the fiat currencies.
All right,
let's
do this. You said you still a bit longer. Do a few more minutes. This is a 1 minute break.
Yeah.
Well, what will the collapse look like? And again, going back to this cryptocurrencies for a moment, how do we get people that are in it out of the brainwashing? Because it's like a Nigerian phone scam or email scam. I've had this happen to family. Once they've been scammed, they don't want to admit they've been scammed, and then they stay in the scam.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally over the space-time continuum through false space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, I don't want to say he's right, but he's been right before the crash 10 years ago and right now. And obviously, I know it's a bubble, but he was trying to get industry back. The Chi-Coms get their bubble. Everybody else gets their bubble. And then the Federal Reserve raises rates, clearly trying to target the recovery, which I get is overall a false recovery. But if it gets Americans to believe in America again, to get some industry back, to secure the border and have sovereignty, then I was trying to get behind the president, and I'm behind him on going after China and their infiltration and you know, going after the open border and all the rest of it. But then you look at the whole situation with the cryptocurrencies and how people got sucked into that, just like they get sucked into socialism or communism or Bernieism or Alexander Cortezism. And I agree exactly with what he's saying. He's been saying it for a while, but it's clear. He was saying this a couple of years ago, and I'm like, oh, yeah, America's not that dumb to go socialist or communist. And now, when the left goes super hard left, man, people, bing, 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 they want to hear that everything's free and everything's going to be great. So I kind of like Trump's bubble version of that, because at least it's pro-America, you see, instead of the Venezuelan model. So, and I'm being honest with the listeners. You know, if I'm like stuck in a mine shaft and there's two tunnels out and both are collapsing, but this one looks a little better, I'm going to try to crawl up through that. So I'll dispense with the metaphors here. The owner and manager of Europac.com, Peter Schiff, billions under management. What in your brain can Trump do now to change course if you think he's wrong, just for hypothetical discussion, and navigate out of this? What is your message to the president? Because I can definitely get this to him. And obviously, you can probably get messages to the president as well. What would you say to Trump about what you think he should do now?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, false confidence is a very dangerous thing, whether it's confidence in the economy or confidence in cryptocurrencies. It causes you to do things that you shouldn't do. And you can get excited that, yes, the president got a lot of people to be optimistic early on, but all these people are going to be disappointed when their optimism turns out to be unwarranted, and they're going to take out their frustrations on Trump and other Republicans. That is the problem. Now, what could he do now to repair the damage? I don't know if it's repairable. I mean, he has to come out and basically say, I was wrong. The economy isn't great. I didn't make America great again. I made the big, fat, ugly bubble bigger, fatter, and uglier. But now, you know, I've come to my senses, and this is what we need to do. And we have to slash government spending, and I have to cut Social Security and Medicare. And, you know, we're going to have the stock market going way down, and real estate prices
are going to fall. Peter.
Stuff has to happen.
Peter, most of that's real world, but literally, he didn't build the bubble, as you said. If he did that, everything would plunge. He would be removed. It would be impeached next week.
No, he didn't build it, but he branded it with a big giant T. I mean, what he should have done is, if he would have bit the bullet day one and used his popularity and, hey, I am not a career politician. I'm a statesman. I'm not doing what's politically. I don't care about my own reelection. Let's just finally get this house in order, and done it day one. Yes, the stock market never would have gone up. We would have had a bear market right away. We would have gone right into recession. We would have dealt with our problems instead of kicking the can down the road for a couple more years while the problems got bigger. Now it's going to be too late. There's no way we're going to be on the upswing.
Here's the existential,
by the time he's up for reelection.
Peter Schiff, here's the existential threat. And you're right in mathematics. You're absolutely correct. No one denies that. Who's got a brain? But food stamp money runs out in like a month. You've got half the public, lazy people who absolutely have a hard-on for Bernie Sanders in a good way, and who are delusional. And so
yes.
we're stuck in this bubble. We're stuck in all
but
this crap.
No. Trump made it so much easier for Bernie Sanders or whoever he, you know, handpicks as his successor to win. That is the problem. Things are now going to get so bad, and it's all going to be blamed on lower taxes on the rich and corporations and deregulation and whatever Trump stands for. That's what's going to be blamed on. And now the public is going to grasp for the only savior they've got left, which is going to be a socialist who is going to promise everything's going to be better. Just trust the government. We tried capitalism. It didn't work. It didn't work under Bush. It was a disaster under Trump. You know, everything was great after Obama. Trump screwed it all up with his capitalism and his business and his tax cuts.
Sure.
Now we have to have socialized medicine, government guaranteed jobs, you know, $15 minimum wage, universal basic income.
Which will really cause stuff to tank.
Oh, no, they are going to turn this recession into an inflationary depression. And we have one shot to take our country back, and that's 2024. Because if we don't turn away from socialism in 2024, we'll never turn away from it. I mean, it'll be here forever, right? Just like the New Deal programs, only this is a much worse deal.
So let me ask you this question, Peter Schiff of Euro Pacific Capital. You're pulling back from this. There's no education program to get to collectivists, and they believe in what they're doing. But the controllers know this is about domesticating populations. Why would the establishment and the big mega banks and the power elite build in a socialist system that ends up destroying productivity? I know it creates a consolidation of power, but why would you want to consolidate something that sucks instead of ride something that's really successful and beautiful? So I'm almost trying to wake the public up, and we've got a great audience, and they're amazing. But sometimes I just think what really angers them that we do is sometimes we're able to talk to Congress folks or the president. That's what worries the elite, is that we might actually try to influence the establishment. Is there any way to get the establishment to put the brakes on collectivism? And why does the establishment keep pushing for it?
Well, the establishment is changing. I mean, who is actually in the establishment? I mean, if you look at the Democratic Party, it is shifting to the left. You know, more and more people are buying into this nonsense. And so the establishment is going to look different in 2020 than it has looked in the past. It's going to be much more, you know, socialist minded. And this legislation is going to come in. Now, of course, there's always people who are going to be able to survive socialism. There's always a handful of wealthy people that are well connected that manage to preserve their wealth. But the vast majority of people are going to suffer. The people who are going to suffer the most are the people who think they're going to benefit the most. It's all the poor or the middle class that are buying into this nonsense that think government's going to make their lives better.
Can you imagine if the Alexandria Cortezes got control of the U.S.? They would have all our nuclear weapons, everything. This is a global crisis.
It's a good thing she's not 35. Otherwise, she might be able to run for president and win. That's how ridiculous this is. You know, but hopefully the Supreme Court can save us. Because, you know, if we get a few good justices in there, everything that the socialists are going to try to do is going to be unconstitutional.
And is that why they're so upset, obviously? Because they are so upset about the Supreme Court.
Well, I guess. I'd hope we'll see if the Supreme Court could actually rise to the occasion. Because in the past, I think the judiciary has been a failure. I mean, because they've let the people down. They haven't forced the government to abide by the Constitution, because almost everything the government does now is unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah. Kavanaugh's already been voting against Trump. And we've seen socialist decisions just the last week, because it's just incredible what a bunch of swamp creatures they are.
But, you know, they might be our last defense against a lot of this stuff that the Democrats are going to pass through Congress and that a socialist will sign. Maybe the Supreme Court will strike it down, because all this stuff is not authorized by the Constitution. And so we'll see. You know, we finally had a decent justice, in Texas, said Obamacare was unconstitutional, which it is. And so hopefully that decision will survive.
How long do you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg can hold on with methamphetamine and steroids she's reportedly on?
I don't know. They're trying to keep her aboard alive. But she should resign at this point. If she's obviously in ill health, but maybe she's trying to hang on until 2021.
All right, Peter Schiff, Europac.com, another censored patriot. Amazing info. Wow. Talk to us again soon. We'll be back with a ton of breaking news. They caught the cop killer, the illegal alien. Sure, Mech is pissing themselves right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
She's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right. I can't even keep track of all the stacks of news I've got here. California illegal alien that killed another cop has been captured, and you know, Mexico and Latin America, the people are not wimps. I mean, most of the people are real nice and hardworking, but there's a certain percentage that are loco. That's Spanish for crazy. And about half the time you see a squad car video of a cop just pulls somebody over and it's an illegal alien, they just get out and start shooting. So nobody's saying people are wimps down there. My God, 200,000 dead the last 2 years, a couple hundred thousand missing? Why, the drug cartels even kill little kids now. Didn't used to do that. But we never know these cops' names. You know, they'll show them for like a half day, but it's not like Trayvon Martin or something, where they just build it up and the Justice Department under the Democrats tries to hype it up. You know, San Francisco reports suspected cop killer arrested in Bakersfield, officials say. Hell, if it's a San Francisco jury, as long as it's an illegal alien, you shoot a white person, whereas this guy wasn't white, you're not going to get in trouble. And again, I'm not into what color I am. The left is. I got a whole stack of news here where they're letting Muslims rape women in Europe. And even feminists are now going, what is this thing about letting Muslim men do this to women? It's just sick. And again, here's the thing. I don't fetishize the police. There are some thugs and mental patients and control freaks that try to become police. And when you get authoritarian regimes, you get bad cops who are put in, and then you're really in trouble. But the whole Hollywood establishment attack on the police of the last decade is to get them to go under globalist control, to be political police like they are in blue cities, to oppress the American people. It's an attempt to bully police and their unions into submission. And the fact that the police have bucked that, because I saw them going under globalist control last decade. I was like, well, the average cop's not your enemy, but they're being taught the Constitution's bad, veterans are bad, gun owners are bad, constitutionalists are bad, Alex Jones is violent. If you pull somebody over and they've got to get us out of the UN sticker, arrest them. I was saying, man, these cops are bad. Not the cops themselves, but what they're being taught is bad. And, man, I noticed when I would criticize the police, they'd have me all over the news. I thought, oh, this is popular. No, I was playing into it. But if I showed a police officer getting killed, saving a kid, or a firefighter in some burning house, or I showed a cop changing somebody's tire that got run over by a drunk driver, tried to raise money for him, there wouldn't be any views on YouTube and I'd suddenly get a strike or a suspension. Man, when I was cop bashing, the Google algorithm was Alex Jones. on those videos. And I finally, about 8-9 years ago, I went, you know, something weird's going on here. Because I could fart in the wind and it'd get 10 million views if it was bashing police. And that's another one of my cardinal sins, was figuring that out. And I'm still figuring stuff out at 45. Believe me. But, and that doesn't mean there aren't jerk police. It doesn't mean that the power of the state isn't out of control sometimes. It doesn't mean asset forfeiture seizure targets the wrong people and it's wrong. I get it, man. But the cops aren't GMO. They're not the 5G. They're not the open border. They're not the Mexican mafia. They're not the Chi-Coms. They're not the problem statistically. The police kill a couple thousand people a year. And you could say a couple hundred might be illegitimate. Okay, great. Catch the cop being wrong, fry him. Fry him. But statistically, it being the big news story under Obama, how the cops are all racist and how the cops want to kill black people and blah, blah, blah. And when a cop gets killed, well, they deserve it because cops are, you know, doing bad stuff. I mean, when you see that, that's dangerous, because that is an attempt to literally overthrow the municipal and state governments with the Strong Cities Initiative created by the UN. You can't make this up. I mean, I knew this a decade ago, but 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when the Attorney General Loretta Lynch came out and was on C-SPAN saying, we're going to have the UN run the police under UNESCO, and we're going to have them take the guns, and the police are our enemy until they're under UN control, I couldn't believe the clips we were playing. And the message was, we're going to tell Black Lives Matter to start killing cops till you go under our control. And the police did not go under their control. And when I articulated that on air better than other people, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but when I finally got into gear and figured out what was going on, then we got the police as an audience. And it wasn't just they were an audience, they were giving us information. And I've just seen the police through this process, who had been trained to be globalists, who had been trained to do bad things, some of them, I've seen police departments everywhere, like, totally get it the last few years. And get, we got a PR problem. We were maneuvered into this, and now they've totally, in most areas, gotten it and gotten their balance and done a judo move on this, and the police are more popular than they've ever been in this country. Because Americans also got it. Americans were like, I know mainstream media lies constantly, and all we're hearing is that cops are a bunch of KKK members, including black ones, and they hate everybody, when that's not the truth. And it's that process where it took so long for me to wake up, so long for the police to wake up, so long for you to wake up, but when we woke up, it was like that. It was like MSNBC and CNN and Good Morning America and CBS and ABC are saying, well, five more cops got killed today, but you know, cops are doing bad stuff, so they brought it on themselves. What? Because somebody else is in another town, another city, another state, they might have done something wrong, and then other people deserve to die? That's not American. That's not common sense. And America rejected it. And so that's one of our big success stories right there. And I'll tell you another big success story. It was our military 7 years ago telling Obama, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. That came from this show, our listeners, and the military saying, we're not going to be part of this. And then Rand Paul picked it up. Ted Cruz picked it up to their credit. And then we said no to that whole thing. And now you see peace breaking out in the Middle East and Trump pulling out. It's beautiful. And that's why they can't allow InfoWars to operate. It's why they can't allow us to be here, because they can track back on almost every issue where good things happen to it being InfoWars. But it would have been any other platform that was big and common sense and trying to figure out the truth. Anybody, and that's my message to you. Seriously, start your own radio show. Start your own YouTube. Start your own Facebook. Do whatever. You're going to get censored too, but people are looking for common sense. And they're looking for the truth, and we're figuring it out together. Now, I'm going to come back. I'll hit the news and some other big information. In fact, I got news so big, it's guaranteed to change your life in a big way if you stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, the most censored broadcast in the world.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, a lot of you have been listening for decades. And so you'll remember when I began to promote silver, when it was like $4 an ounce and gold was $300 an ounce. And when it hit 2,000 and silver, you know, hit 50, I said to listeners, I said, hey, compared to fiat currencies, this is a great deal. I said, I'm exiting the market, and I believe that you're going to have a 50% correction or more in the next few years. And that indeed happened. That 100% happened. And I remember it well because I was in the process of my ex-wife divorcing me, and we had some silver and gold in the safety deposit box and some buried in the backyard. And I'm like, hey, we need to sell this on the market right now. I've just been announcing it's going to go down. It's like 6 years ago. And she didn't believe me. So by the time we sold it, it lost about 40% of its value, both the silver and the gold. But that's just the way things happen. But I had to tell listeners, even though I could have had a few more years of selling gold, that even though I believed in it and had a good gut feeling and a good intellectual feeling, I had to say get out of it. Clearly, if things go into hyperinflation down the road, silver and gold are going to be back bigger than Dallas. And I'll try to start promoting it before it goes up to the top again, so that, you know, people can be successful. A lot of listeners, I mean, when I say a lot of listeners, I got thousands of letters and calls saying, wow, thank you. We got out of silver and gold, and we noticed you quit promoting it, even though you were on a network that did, once that happened. And I said, absolutely. Now, when I tell you I was offered hundreds of millions of dollars, that sounds like a lot. But Bitcoin hit just Bitcoin itself. There's over 2,000 cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin hit $95 billion last October. Now, about this time, because there were Bitcoin advertisers on stations we're on in the network, and I'm not saying anybody's bad for doing that. It's a free country. But I never took Bitcoin money. In fact, once some slipped through in advertising, and I said, no, give it back. And it was because it was always a flush new currencies or whatever, and I had a few guests on about it, and I said, you know, I get cryptocurrency, and I get that, you know, it's just fiat like the others, but I just said, you know, at a gut level, I feel like the establishment kind of launched this, because I got approached by a Soros associate, who I later learned was a high-level Soros associate, and offered a lot of free Bitcoin, a lot of stuff to promote Bitcoin, and a lot of advertisement. We're talking 7-8 years ago, and I didn't do it. But I allowed folks to talk about it. I just said, you know, I'm not promoting it. I have a bad feeling. And I don't want to just make money on something going up and then other people get hurt when it goes down. They call me a chump or whatever. But, you know, I got good luck in other ways. I'd rather have healthy kids than a bunch of money. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that's how God works. It's I just can't go around screwing people over. And the reason I tell this story is I've been offered, because when you turn the money down, it goes up and up, millions of dollars to promote marijuana stocks. Well, A, I think marijuana's been made so strong now that it causes brain damage in a lot of people. Are there some people that are already type of personalities that some of them might help them? Yeah. Are there thousands of incredible things it does for the body? Glaucoma, you name it? Absolutely. I'm not questioning people. I'm a libertarian. I am not promoting marijuana stocks because I believe it's another bubble. And I heard marijuana stocks being aired by the network the other day. And I said, listen, you air one more marijuana spot, I will leave today. And I have the authorization to. So what I'm trying to explain to people is, you sell out in little ways, you might as well sell out big. I mean, if I'm going to screw people, why not start robbing banks like the Globals or kidnapping kids? I don't want to kidnap kids. I don't want to rob banks. See, I'm the guy that wants to be on the other side of that. It doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean sometimes I hear a rebroadcast and I said women pick the sex of the baby. And I know full well that women are XX and men are XY and that the sperm that makes it into the egg picks it. So you can say males do, but then it gets more complex. What I meant was mitochondrial DNA is done by the woman. And then in the first few days of the zygote, the female decides the main interlocutor of the genetic expression. That's what I was studying. I was going on. But then I say it doesn't matter. It sounds ridiculous because it's wrong. Men or the sperm that makes it, an XX or an XY, that decides what the baby's going to be. So, what I'm saying is, I make mistakes. What do you like? What does sperm do with Bitcoin? That's just an example of the latest thing I heard a rebroadcast. I'm like, that's not true. Why did I say that? Because I was thinking about another study at another level, something else, and I kind of just conflate them together. So, don't sit here and pin your thing on everything I say either. The difference is, I'm not trying to sell you a bill of goods. In fact, I'm dying to not do it. So, let me get to the big enchilada here. I had 6, 7, 8 companies, $500,000, $1 million. These were real companies, companies with billions in capital, with contracts. And you know, if you don't believe in us, here's this Hollywood star. Why, they made $20 million with us the last 2 months. And I just said, you know, I'm sorry. I think this is a tulip bubble. Oh, that's BS. It's only going to get even bigger. It's going to replace everything. And I said, no, my gut tells me big banks are involved in this. And they're going to ride this up and take the money out and then screw all the little people. And I said, I'm not going to do it. Because I wasn't sure about Bitcoin 8 years ago. I was sure about it 2 years ago. But I had a bad feeling. And when it hit the biggest thing in the world, I said, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm not going to take any money from it. Now, I'm not here bragging. Hey, I turned down tens of millions of dollars a month, which could have funded everything. I mean, my goodness, money like that, that's 5 times the money we make a year. I mean, it would fund everything. While my employees would all be driving, you know, brand new cars. But you know what? My employees don't want stuff like that off the blood of old ladies and their retirement money stolen. So when I tell you that I believe in something, it means I believe in it. All I got is my, Tony Montana says, there's two things in this world, and I don't break it for anybody. My word and my balls. And no women, no kids. I'm not going to kill any women. I'm not going to kill any kids. And, you know, I think those are good rules. You're not going to break my word. You're not going to break my balls. I'm not going to screw women and kids over. I think those are kind of good rules to live by life. You're another mean, aggressive man. You want to screw me over? I will politically kill you. You want to physically try to kill me? Good luck. See what happens. I'll kill you in a second to defend myself. Just like wiping dust off my shoes. It's the easiest thing in the world. Guys think it's impressive to kill people. That's like wiping your ass. So secondhand. Most people don't have what it takes to kill, though. They have these ingrained systems that hold them back. And it's those same false instincts that keep them from taking action when they need to. Well, I am going to take action against them. And that's why when I tell you this, it funds our operation. It stands against the globalists, but that's not why it's even important. It's the truth. Document cam shot, please, for TV viewers. How adding iodine to salt boosted Americans' IQs. That's Discover Magazine, but don't believe them. The New York Times, 2006. In raising the world's IQ, the secret is in the salt. But you read later, it's ionized salt, a small amount of bound iodine, not even fully absorbed, and it talks about 10 to 20%. The average is 15% IQ increase, increased fertility, increased skin health, everything. It's the big secret. The effects of iodine on the intelligence of children. The meta-analysis of studies conducted in China. China adds iodine to the school lunch menu of the water and of the salt. We started adding it in the 20s, but pulled it by the 70s. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So I don't just tell you, this isn't money. This is your brain, your tissue, your fertility, your ovaries, your testicles, your damn eyeballs. Get X3, get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's real. It's not like Bitcoin or the Federal Reserve. It's real. It changes the world. Your whole family needs it now. Get it or you're insane.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Billion of us on a small planetoid on a tiny galaxy deep, deep on the edge of the universe. All right, I want to hit some final stories. Matt Bracken's going to take over. I'm going to host some in the next hour. California legal alien, cop killer taken into custody. We covered this on Monday, but it's getting big news now. Next day's news today. Group touted by Democrats for bombshell Russia report was behind Alabama Senate race tricks. The Democrats went and funded Russian bots, which just means you go hire a company in Russia and then it geolocates. I could go get an apartment in Moscow and hook up servers and, you know, push stuff. And they go, oh, look, Putin's behind it, which we told you was going on. We're going to get to that in a moment. And then I met this guy once at a charity event that I got invited to that I never talked about on air. And Leanne McAdoo interviewed him, and so did Jakari Jackson after I had a chance to meet him. And just a month ago, I said, you know, who's that oldest World War II vet in Austin, the black guy? He's really cool. I want you to get him in studio. We're going to drink Jack Daniels together. Because he'd drink a couple shots of Jack Daniels, smoke cigars every day. said he was never sick, hurt his leg. They put him in a rehabilitation center. He caught pneumonia and died. And I got really mad when I heard this morning because I wanted to interview him, and he's dead now. But also, my YouTube's gone. 35,000 videos, so we couldn't find it. It took them hours to even find the interviews today in our own servers. And I just had a feeling about a couple months ago. I said, let's get him in studio. They're like, well, you know, he's kind of old. Let's smoke cigars and drink Jack Daniels together. He's dead now. African-American, 112 years old. Richard Overton will play that in a minute. So I can't talk to him now. Not mad that we didn't get him on. And I mumble a lot of orders around here. Hell, he might have already been in rehabilitation center 2 months ago. But there's just 103 forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. That's the Gravedigger song, Willie Nelson. But man, 112 is forever when you're just 45. So Richard Overton lived forever. And see, to me, somebody like him, a World War II combat vet, got it when he was older, volunteer, living all that. That's the kind of person that gets me excited. Not some stupid-ass Hollywood person. You know what I mean? Let me stop right there because I didn't plug this properly earlier. And it's so incredibly important that if I don't plug it properly, people aren't going to listen to me and the solutions. This is a solution for you and your family. This is something guaranteed, like oxygen and water, to sustain life. There are a bunch of bad halogens. There is one good halogen in the body, and it's pure atomic iodine. Most forms are bound so you don't absorb them. But even microscopic amounts of the broken down type are better than nothing because your body recognizes it and takes it on and tries to use it instead of bromine, chloride, fluorine, and the other bad ones. And there's a lot of things better than just wealth in this world. How about physical wealth? When I forget to take my iodine, I'm an idiot. We have X2. It's selling out because a company tried to put me over the barrel from the oil well company that drills to get it to 12,000 feet. We ended up finding an even better company. Their chemist said, you can put this in the way you have it, but you should add a little bit of vitamin C to stabilize it so it doesn't oxidize, and this other form of iodine, and the other form, all three, so that it's better absorbable. That's X3. We have a limited supply of X2. It's our final run. But here are the headlines. How adding iodine to salt boosted American IQ. That's Discovery Magazine, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got the New York Times. Now, again, this is from 12 years ago. In raising the world's IQ, the secret is salt, but it's not. It says right here, adding ionized iodine to the salt. Boosted IQ 10 to 20 points, increased fertility. China's doing it. The effects of iodine on intelligence in children's in meta-analysis of studies conducted in China. They put it in the water the kids are given at school in China. Why do I say that? Because in the 20s, we had major reproductive problems, major deformities, major retardation, major IQ reduction, not on the coastal areas where people got fresh fish that had some iodine in it, but in the Midwest. Germany, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, thought they were having a genetic breakdown. The truth was they weren't getting iodine because it had been played out of their soil, so it wasn't in the produce. You fund us, and you get atomic iodine with the other two types of iodine, so it's fully absorbable. That's why we have Survival Shield X3. And we still have X2 that is just the pure atomic iodine, but this has the vitamin C to stabilize it to the other two types. And again, it's not as strong as X2 because some of the scientists and experts explained to us that we should probably reduce, even though it's FDA approved, the level we had, the amount that was in there because some people might overuse it. And it's very powerful, so that's why this is weaker, but it has the other two iodines and the vitamin C, so it's more absorbable. It's better. I can keep selling X2 till the cows come home, and it's there. But this is the best. We're in talks to develop something with a major university scientist that's got an added patented ingredient that does a little something special to the upload, but we're always improving. X3, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into this, and I kind of already mentioned it. I met this fella, thought he was pretty smart, amazing. He was like 109 years old. Richard Overton, World War II vet, and worked all day, drank a little bit of whiskey, smoked cigars, just a really smart, funny guy. He's dead, died of pneumonia. And here's a couple clips of Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson interviewing him. So another American legend has gone on to the Lord. Here it is.
109.
109.
Trying to make 110. I think I'll make it.
Yeah.
I hope.
So do you think the world is better now or back then?
Oh, the world's a lot better, but there's some things getting a little different. People are getting a little stronger. Get a little meaner. They're shooting the police, and they're killing each other, and the thing having fires every night. Now, that didn't happen when I was in the country. Mm. That wasn't happening. But now it's happening.
Well, I read somewhere that you like coffee with whiskey in it.
It's good medicine. That's what I'm taking it for. My daddy taught me how to do that.
So what do you think about the Second Amendment? Do you think that's important for us nowadays, or do you think we should do away with the right to bear arms?
No, I think everything getting something. It was better here for a while, but it seemed like it's kind of changing a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know whether it's the people changing or just God will change it. He don't go the bad way, he go the good way. But some of these things are getting pretty bad in places.
Do you think the world is more free now?
Yes, well, it's getting better. Yeah, it's getting better because things is now. Some year things go up and down, some year things go down. So
mm-hmm.
You just got to live through what's coming.
Well, before we go, is there anything you want to say to the veterans, to the young veterans, or to the young people out there? You've got a lot of wisdom, so.
Yes, you know, I'm still their friends. And they want me to go back to Washington. I didn't want to go, but they want me to go back again, talk to the president. So I go back and see what's going on, but I want everything to be lovely. I don't want nothing to be crossed up where I don't like.
Well, what do you, how does that make you feel, being the oldest living World War II veteran?
I just can't believe it. I can't feel it. I just can't believe it. But see, man ain't got to do it. You got to go up and ask God about that situation.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how I'm going to live. I'll have to live 5 more years. I'll have to die tomorrow. But man ain't got no thing about it till I'm dead. You know, but God got to know when you die. He know when you're leaving and know when you come.
Wow, Richard Overton is now dead, but part of history. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.